Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Great News. I am Kevin Ryder. This is Mike Catherwood. And we do this every Monday and Thursday. And it's just because you need some positive in your life to balance out all of the negative. There's a lot of negative that makes its way to you through magazines and the internet and social media and TV news and everything else. You need some positive to balance that out in your life. And so this podcast is about that. And if you'd like to subscribe and let your friends know, so that they can have some positive in their lives as well, that would be great.
That's right. Now it's time for intro. Show's about to begin, bro. Rin.
Say hello. Is this rap? Happy
goodbye to the blues. Kevin and Mike give you all the great news.
I don't know. I feel like that was half-hearted.
Yeah.
At best. Okay.
I could deny it.
Mike and I are both this type of person. This first story is Mike and I.
Uh-oh.
It's not bad, Mike and I. It's just Mike and I. There's a lot of bad Mike and I, but this is just Mike and I. There's a lot of joy to be had when other people see things as a negative. For example, I don't like it when it rains. It kind of bugs me. I don't like rain. I like it to be sunny. I like to be outside all the time and doing things. But when it rains, these kids on TikTok just decided to go party. Okay. And they go out and there's a road with some flooding on it. And they put up a sign and they sit in recliners and they just sit in the grass and the sign says, splash us. And cars drive by and just demolish them with water and they love it. Listen to their joy. They're so happy.
Woo! That's awesome.
No, this guy doesn't. And they're, boo. And then this guy.
That's fantastic.
It's just a party. They're just having a party because it's raining. Let's celebrate. Let's do something fun. Let's put up a sign that says splash us, which most people get really angry at if you get splashed by somebody that's driving by on the street. But the joy that those guys were having was great. Now, unfortunately, the next car killed them. But yeah. I didn't show you that because this is great news.
It slipped right off the road. You know, right. You can't take more quickly.
I just wanted to show you the joy before the death, but there's no death.
They died so happy.
No, I'm just kidding. No, but that is, I would do that in a heartbeat. And it brought them fresh new joy every time it happened. I love that.
And I'm going to say that my first story, Kevin, is the greatest dog story we've ever done.
Oh, we've done a lot of good dog stories.
I'm going to read along with the subtitles because it's mostly visual. For those of you who are listening to audio, check this out. My friend drew a painting of their dog who recently died. This is his brother's reaction. And this dog is just staring at this painting.
And wagging his tail.
And he now jumps up on the couch to get closer. Oh.
Wow.
I found this so heartwarming and heartbreaking at the same time. He's just so engrossed in this picture. Because he probably, you know, instinctively is like, well, where is he?
Aww. Wow.
I will again point out, no fucking cat would do that.
A cat would jump up and tear it off the wall.
Climb on the wall and piss on that painting.
That would happen. Yes, that would happen. I didn't even know that pets could recognize. Like, the dog I had for a long time, we had pictures up of itself, and it didn't care at all. I don't think it even recognizes that it was itself. But
one of my dogs still growls at itself in the mirror.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. So some dogs are smarter than others. But that one, wow, that was really touching. That was amazing. All right. My next story is I love these type of stories. I love sports anyway, and this type of story always makes me happy. There was a game recently where the Las Vegas Raiders, if the Raiders win, the Raiders go to the playoffs, as do the Pittsburgh Steelers. So the Pittsburgh Steelers are waiting for the outcome of the Raiders game to see if they're going to go. Like, their fate is completely in the Raiders' hands. And Danny Carlson is the name of the kicker for the Raiders. He makes a field goal, and the Raiders get into the playoffs, and Pittsburgh gets into the playoffs. And listen to what the Pittsburgh Steelers fans did for the Raiders kicker. It's an amazing story.
Daniel Carlson kicked this game-winning field goal. Not only did it send the Las Vegas Raiders and the Pittsburgh Steelers to the playoffs, but it was also the beginning of helping a good cause.
So after the game, they started coming in. It was just a trickle. And then it was like, wow, okay, this is actually picking up steam. And I think we're over 150 now, over $2,500.
Steelers fans began donating to Carlson's My Cause, My Cleats organizations, the Boys and Girls Club of Southern Nevada. It's a way to thank the Raiders kicker for also sending their team to the playoffs.
They're using numbers, right? A lot of $7 for Brendan Roethlisberger's number, some $2, you know, for Daniel's number. But the score was another one. It's very obvious they're Steeler fans because they leave fantastic messages. This one's good. In honor of Kicky Boy Kicks Good, ! Steeler fan. And then Daniel Carlson, the golden-footed kicker of all Steeler fans' dreams.
As of Tuesday morning, the donations have nearly doubled with more than $5,300 raised, and it doesn't look like it's stopping anytime soon.
And this time for the Raiders to be a rallying point, and then to see that rallying point coalesce around the Boys and Girls Club, I mean, that's awesome. It's just fun. It gives a lift to, you know, our kids for sure, but also our staff that are going through pretty rough operating time, just to give that lift of spirit.
It's a reminder on the true impact of sports.
It just shows that NFL is community, you know? I mean, it really does build community.
And it's a community that's proven to expand beyond any team color. Tina Nguyen, 13 Action News.
And this is becoming a huge trend, too, in the NFL. It's a huge trend if somebody else, if another team makes it so that your team can move on, they'll find out what charity you care about and they'll donate to it from Pittsburgh. You know, that's an amazing thing. And I like to see that continuing.
I agree. That's beautiful. And I would love if just one player sends another team to the playoffs and he's like, just donate to my OnlyFans. There's a bunch of
that may not be the same thing.
There's a bunch of, you know, shirtless pics. All right, Kevin.
Yes.
I know I started with dog story.
Right.
And it may seem crazy to do another animal story.
Don't care.
I would like to
whatever makes us happy. That's the point.
That's right. This is fucking real.
Okay.
That's all I have to say. I can't believe this, but this is picturesque. It's a picturesque example of leave the world better than it was before. Check this out.
Is that a bear?
It's a bear, and he sees a cone tipped over. Traffic cone.
What?
Organizes it, straightens it, and he's out. Later.
What?
Now, it wasn't like some weird accident, animal instinct. He clearly straightens that and puts it up. He wasn't going to eat it. He's like, all right, later. I just want, you know.
Wait, what? How, why does that bear do that?
Because it's a nice bear.
No, it doesn't matter if it's a nice bear. Bears don't understand how cones need to be.
Dude, are you fucking bear expert, man?
I mean, technically, no.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is nuts, right?
Wow. He did it on purpose. Like, he knew what he was doing.
Oh, that was clearly on purpose.
I am not going to let my neighborhood be represented by this cone that's tipped over.
No. He's like, I want my hood to look straight.
There is a junior in high school who is playing basketball named Hansel Emanuel. He is from Kissimmee, Florida, and he plays for Life Christian Academy. He's notable because he has one arm. Only one arm. And not like down by the elbow of the other arm. Just
up by the shoulder?
Shoulder down. He has one arm.
Wow.
So he's playing in an NBA arena someplace. I don't know if it's the Magic or whatever. And they are... He's shooting a free throw and somebody is heckling him. And I'm sure that a guy with one arm who's playing basketball, I'm sure he gets heckled all the time. And he's used to kind of learning how to deal with it. But so the guy is mocking him and saying he's not going to make the free throw. Not only does he make the free throw, watch what he does afterward. And I'm going to tell you ahead of time because it's amazing. We may have to watch this twice. Steals the ball. Windmill dunk with one arm and hands the ball to the fan that was heckling him. Watch this. Nails it. Steals it. Massive dunk. Here you go, man.
Aw, yeah.
Now, technically, I think that's a... Technically, I think that's a
terrible. Oh, my gosh.
Look at him.
Oh, my gosh.
He inspired them to just run away. How crazy is that?
It's remarkable. And again, if you put that in some Hallmark movie about a one-armed high school basketball player,
you'd go, no one would
be like, shut the fuck up. Okay, right. Not only he made the free throw, then he stole it and windmill dunked it and handed it to the guy who was heckling him. Okay, stop it. Every writer's room ever would be like, dude, you got it. Pump the brakes a little bit.
We need to make it believable. Can we watch the from the beginning to when he hands the ball off? Because that is just, that's the goal.
By the way, not even good heckling.
No, stupid. Makes the free throw. Other team brings the ball in. He jogs back. Steals a pass and runs right to the basket. Windmill dunk. Grabs the ball, hands it to the heckler. That dude rules.
Hell yeah. Hell
that guy's name is Hansel Emmanuel.
Hansel Emmanuel.
Yes.
Doesn't roll off the tongue very easily, but
not very easy. No, but he's a junior in high school in Florida. And there are people looking at him like, oh, this kid is actually inspirational. So they're taking a look at him to see if he can move on to college.
I sure hope he does, man.
I do too.
Is truly inspirational and also just freaking awesome.
Yeah, both.
I told you I had the best dog story ever.
Yes.
This is
in my say that every episode.
Listen, tell me when it's done. Tell me what you think.
Okay. All right.
This is the most beautiful expression of sibling love I've seen, certainly on this show, but it's one that maybe I've ever seen in my entire life. One of the brothers is developmentally disabled in some way. Mm-hmm. And his older brother is sitting next to him. I would say they're 12 and 8, somewhere in that ballpark. And they just start talking about how and why they love each other. And please listen.
What's your favorite thing about Turner?
That he's my brother. Makes me feel good to have a brother like him.
I love you.
Why?
Because make me laugh.
Make you laugh?
Yeah. To hug.
He has the best laugh in the world.
Will you still be laughing together when you're adults?
Nope.
Yeah. Definitely.
Oh.
Love that. That is beautiful.
Was that Whistling Dixie, or was that the best sibling love story we've done?
It's the best sibling love story we've done.
Thank you. Thank you.
And please don't whistle Dixie ever on this podcast.
Like,
that's our great news for today. Yep. What? Sorry. Huh?
I said like and subscribe. Hit the bell thingy on YouTube.
What he said.
Mm-hmm. Tell your friends. Thank you. Outro. You know what I'm talking about, bro. Say hello to the happy goodbye to the blues, because Kevin and Mike just gave you all the great news. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.